Welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 195. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Thanks for being here today. We'll read Joshua 16 and 17 from the New English Translation today. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 16. The land allotted to Joseph's descendants extended from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho to the east, through the desert, and on up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. The southern border extended from Bethel to Luz and crossed to Arkite territory at Ataroth. It then descended westward to Japhlite territory as far as the territory of Lower Beth Horon and Gezer, and ended at the sea. Joseph's descendants, Manasseh and Ephraim, were assigned their land. The territory of the tribe of Ephraim by its clans included the following. The border of their assigned land to the east was Ataroth-Adar as far as Upper Beth Horon. It then extended onto the sea with Michmethath on the north. It turned eastward to Taanath-Shiloh and crossed it on the east to Genoa. It then descended from Genoa to Ataroth and Naarah, touched Jericho, and extended to the Jordan River. From Tappua it went westward to the valley of Cana and ended at the sea. This is the land assigned to the tribe of Ephraim by its clans. Also included were the cities set apart for the tribe of Ephraim within Manasseh's territory, along with their towns. The Ephraimites did not conquer the Canaanites living in Gezer. The Canaanites live among the Ephraimites to this very day and do hard labor as their servants. Joshua chapter 17. The tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's firstborn son, was also allotted land. The descendants of Machir, Manasseh's firstborn and the father of Gilead, received land, for they were warriors. They were assigned Gilead and Bashan. The rest of Manasseh's descendants were also assigned land by their clans, including the descendants of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These are the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They went before Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord told Moses to assign us land among our relatives." So Joshua assigned them land among their uncles, as the Lord had commanded. Manasseh was allotted 10 shares of land, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, east of the Jordan, for the daughters of Manasseh were assigned land among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh went from Asher to Michmethath, which is near Shechem. It then went south toward those who live in Tappua. The land of Tappua belonged to Manasseh, but Tappua, located on the border of Manasseh, belonged to the tribe of Ephraim. The border then descended southward to the valley of Cana. Ephraim was assigned cities there among the cities of Manasseh, but the border of Manasseh was north of the valley and ended at the sea. Ephraim's territory was to the south, and Manasseh's to the north. The sea was Manasseh's western border, and their territory touched Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar's and Asher's territory, Manasseh was assigned Beth Shean, Ibleam, the residence of Dor, Endor, the residence of Taanak, the residence of Megiddo, the three of Naphith, and the towns surrounding all these cities. But the men of Manasseh were unable to conquer these cities. The Canaanites managed to remain in those areas. Whenever the Israelites were strong militarily, they forced the Canaanites to do hard labor, but they never totally conquered them. The descendants of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you assigned us only one tribal allotment? After all, we have many people, for until now the Lord has enabled us to increase in number." Joshua replied to them, "Since you have so many people, go up into the forest and clear out a place to live in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaites, for the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you." The descendants of Joseph said, "The whole hill country is inadequate for us, and the Canaanites living down in the valley of Beth Shean and its surrounding towns, and in the valley of Jezreel, have chariots with iron-rimmed wheels." Joshua said to the family of Joseph, to both Ephraim and Manasseh, "You have many people in great military strength. You will not have just one tribal allotment. The whole hill country will be yours, though it is a forest, you can clear it, and it will be entirely yours. You can conquer the Canaanites, though they have chariots with iron-rimmed wheels and are strong." May God bless the reading of His Word. I'd first like to apologize for missing yesterday's episode. This past Saturday morning, I had to have our 13-year-old Shih Tzu, Sparky, put to sleep, and we just really had an emotionally draining weekend. I would have normally recorded yesterday's episode on Sunday night, but I have to admit that I just wasn't up to it. Sparky was my little buddy. He was with me virtually every moment I was home. He would follow me to the door when I'd leave the house and greet me at the door when I would return. Many times I'd have to pause my recordings and edit out the noises he'd make here in the studio, and it would irritate me when it happened. But oh, how I long for those little interruptions now. So, I apologize for the missed episode, but let's get on with my thoughts on today's reading. I'm sure you've heard it said that the Bible treats women as less than men. In chapter 17, we read of one of the descendants of Manasseh, Zelophehad, who had no sons, only daughters. Now, these daughters went before Eleazar the priest, Joshua, and the leaders to remind them that the Lord had told Moses to assign them land. This message is recorded in Numbers 27, if you'd like to take a look at that. It seems that here they just wanted to remind Joshua and the others of this promise, sort of like Caleb had done in chapter 15. You remember that from the last episode on Joshua? Now, note that Joshua treated the women fairly and with respect, and the land was indeed assigned to them. And then, near the end of the chapter, the descendants of Joseph came to Joshua to complain that they needed more space because their numbers were so great, and much of the land in their territory was forested hill country, and the Canaanites in the valley were formidable enemies. Joshua's response was, in essence, "You have a lot of people? Good. That means you have a lot of hands to work the land to clear the forests. And you have a lot of strong men who can defeat the Canaanites. Get to it." Don't you love a fair and strong leader? Many of you took advantage of the low pricing on my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. I thank you for that. Your purchases will help me to continue providing this podcast and to develop other products that are designed to be of benefit to your walk with God. And there are some great things going on behind the scenes, some new things that I think will help you. Now, if you meant to buy the book but missed the deadline, or you just wanted to wait for the price to go up so that you could support the work in a greater way, I do have a special discount for you. For the month of February only, if you use discount code AB2, you'll get 20% off. That's AB as in audio Bible, the number 2 for February. AB2 gets you 20% off. This discount is only being offered to you here on the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible Podcast since you're a part of the LifeSpring family. If you'd like to write to me with a comment or a question, my address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And LifeSpringMedia.com is the home of all the LifeSpring Media podcasts and where you can easily subscribe to any or all of them. You can also sign up for the email list and get an email whenever there's a new episode or get other news from LifeSpring Media HQ, like when some of those other products come out. Thanks again for being part of the LifeSpring family. I've said it before and I mean it. I'm honored to be included in your very busy day and I don't take it for granted. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.